it'd be a
distance, a smart distance, mm-hmm. for it's a long ways, mm-hmm. or something, yeah. like that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now you take, I went to Texas, left here in a wagon, mm-hmm. in 97. And, I was just like a little bit, 6 year old, and we'd make about 20 miles a day, a little over, and then we'd camp, you see, up, and they tried to make 125 or something miles a week. Now Paul wouldn't travel for Sunday. Camp all day on Sunday. And drove right down through Main Street in Little Rock.
In
a covered wagon.
You did?
Yeah.
Mean you have actually drove
down? I drove right down through Little Rock. And then that was in 97, and then 99, left here in a wagon with three families of us. We went right out across this Ozark Mountain deal, and we crossed Arkansas River at Dardanelle on a pontoon bridge, the only one I ever seen in my life. Now that's a bridge built right on a gang of boats, and it lays right down on the water on that boat. As the river comes up, that boat that lays up there, and went out of this, stayed into the territory, Indian territory, at Fort Smith.
Oh, at Fort Smith?
Yeah.
And, it was still Indian territory.
Oh, yeah, it was Indian territory until 1907. Mm-hmm. It became a state in 1907. And and mighty few roads and mighty few bridges, and you afforded the most of them. And the others was with a boat, across on a boat. There's mighty few bridges now. Mm-hmm. Well, when they got in the territory, there just wasn't no roads hardly at all. There's no road, nobody living out there.
Hardly. No, but, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mostly Indians, that is what it was. Several colors and few whites, mm-hmm. not too many. Go for 2 or 3 days time, never see a white man.
Really?
Not too many of nobody, of course. But it'll be Indians in colors. There's more colors than there was whites there.
In the Indian territory.
In the Indian territory.
Well, now, that would, then that was what later became the state.
The state of Oklahoma. About half of it was a state, you see. Oklahoma was already existing, but this is the territory part of it, the Indian territory, the last portion of it that was made into a statehood. But there was five different tribes, I believe, then Choctaw, then the Cherokee, and Seminoles, and Chickasaws. I think about five tribes that made up this portion of the territory now. And at that time, the capital was in Guthrie, Oklahoma. Now it's in Oklahoma City.
That's really something. I can't believe that.
Yeah.
Well, now, if you were talking about something that was just real common and you didn't have to look for it in any special place, you'd say, oh, you can find that just about
in any horse or any horse or any place. Or, yeah.
Oh. Now, when you were growing up and people were talking about a child that was spoiled, did people spoil their children?
Yeah, they did. Sure they did. They spoiled their children. And they'd say, somebody would say, maybe that's a spoiled rat, brat, the patient of that spoiled brat. And yeah, they done that bad, just the same as they do now.
Well, sometimes if they'd be talking about them, when they say, the spoiled children, little boy, they say when he grows up, he'll have his trouble. You know, he'll have trouble like his not or something.
Yeah, he'll always